Whether you're just starting out in real estate investing or already making strides, the Investor Evolution podcast is tailored for you. Come along as we tackle these questions directly and deliver practical insights to empower your journey in the realm of real estate investing. Hey, everyone. Welcome back and happy Monday to you. Welcome back to the Investor Evolution podcast. I'm Kimberly Hoyt, and so good to have you here with us today. Today, we're going to talk about networking. I have an event that I'm going to next week or the week that this podcast comes out. And so I've been thinking a lot about strategic networking and how to use this in-person event to my advantage to grow relationships and to move my business forward. And as I was thinking about those different things that I needed to do, what better way than to share it with you guys on this podcast? So we're going to dive in with 10 tips on how to strategically network, especially when you're going to an in-person event. Okay. So first things first, set clear goals. I want you to think before you go to this event, what exactly are you looking for from networking? What do you want to accomplish? Now, this can be many different things, and depending on where you're at in your business. For example, perhaps you are looking to make connections because you're looking for specific work. Maybe, as an example, starting my TC business. So I can go in there and say, I want to make sure that I'm connecting with investors, borrowers, PMLs, end buyers, fix and flippers, however they're borrowing money or using money, and connect with them and offer my services to them and find a way to provide value for them so that they are interested in using me as a TC versus someone else. Okay. So that's one way you can do it. Maybe you're looking for a turnaround in a specific service. Another thing you might want to look at is what is considered a success for those goals. Maybe you want to connect with so many buyers, borrowers for your TC service. And so you say, I'm going to connect with 20 people that are looking for TCs. And that would be successful for me. And then you also have clear goals for follow-up. Okay, I have these connections. How am I going to follow up? How am I going to stay in connection with them so that I develop that relationship, build that rapport, so that when their next deal comes around and they need a TC, I'm the one that comes to mind. When you have those goals laid out and clear before going, then you know how to strategically talk to people. So setting clear goals and setting what a successful event would look like for you. Another thing that is important to do is doing your research beforehand. And the reason why this is important is it will help you be more strategic in networking and finding the people that you want to talk to. So you might want to know, obviously, who's running the event, who the guest speakers are. Is there anyone there that you'd like to talk with specifically? And if so, why and how are you going to approach it? If there's certain people in your community that you know of, but haven't really had an opportunity to talk with, but you feel like you could be an asset to them and they could be an asset to you in your business, knowing a little bit of background before you go and like, oh, hey, I saw you have a podcast and you know, I watched that last episode with so-and-so. It was super good. I loved your style. I liked the way you presented that. How long have you been podcasting? You know, and it's just an easy way to get into that conversation. So then you can like develop that relationship. And when the time comes, you know, and they ask you, hey, what are you looking for in your business? Awesome. You've got great rapport already. Another thing that is important is to be approachable, right? If you're sitting in the corner or on your phone, who's going to talk to you? No one's going to talk to you. But if you're there open, you have an open, posture that looks inviting. Hi, how's it going? Good to see you. Or, oh, hey, girl, I love that dress. That looks so cute. Where did you get it? You know, something to break the ice and invite people in, especially when you see others who maybe they're uncomfortable. If you can be that person who is able to incorporate others and break the ice a little bit, that's going to bring you a lot of social equity, and people are going to like you and want to talk with you and want to do business with you, right? People do business with people they like, you know, they know, like, and trust. And so that's a great way to get started as well. Okay, this one I think is probably the most important, maybe. One thing you want to do is be very curious about everyone else. I always try to find a way to turn the questions from me to them, because I know all about me. I don't need to talk about me. I want to know about you. I want to know what you've got going on, what's going on in your world, like that detective game, trying to bring out those little pieces of like, oh, that's how I can help you. One of the avatars that I embody is the connector. And this is where it's so fun, because I love being able to hear what people are doing and being like, oh, guys, I just talked to someone over here who's really interested in multifamily. I would love to introduce you guys, and maybe we can all work together. Does that sound good? And if we can start creating those connections, right, that's good. But you have to be curious. You have to know what they need, what it is they're looking for, what their pain points are in their business, what they're seeking, maybe an obstacle that they have or a problem that they have that you can help solve. If you can help solve that problem for them, man, how valuable are you? Very, right? So that is something that when you are asking questions, getting curious, and finding ways that you can help them, that will create a great connection moving forward. Another thing, this one I have some varying thoughts on, but focusing on quality, not just quantity. And I think there's a balance that we can strike with that. Obviously, you're not going to know every single person at the event. And just because you got everybody's number and phone number and email and social doesn't mean you're going to remember who they are. And you're going to have no idea how you can help them or even how they can help you if you're just collecting numbers and just collecting social media links. You want to make sure that the conversation you're having have enough substance to them that when you connect with them later, they're going to remember you. They're going to remember what you guys talked about. If you have a goal to connect with a certain number of people, this is where, like I was saying, how I felt like, oh, I kind of have mixed feelings about this one. Sometimes you do have to talk to a lot of people to find the people that you need. So maybe you're trying to talk to so many people each day, but you're only taking the contacts from the people who fit the connections and the networking that fit your goals. Okay, this person has PML. I'm looking for that. Perfect. I'm going to put you down. Okay, this person is looking for TCs. Awesome. That's one of my goals. You know, whatever that might be, those are the people that you want to make sure you deepen that relationship as much as you can in these events and get their contact information and follow up. Okay. The next one is offer value. When you are connecting with others, and it could be someone that, yes, you definitely want to work with, you want to make sure that you are offering value to them and figure out kind of what it is they're looking for. Awesome. I totally hear where you're at. I can tell that you're struggling to find those PMLs to get your deals across the finish line. If I can help you source those PML investors and bring those to the table, would that be helpful for you? Yeah, awesome. Okay, awesome. I would love to connect with you after this weekend and let's find a way that we can work together. Does that sound good? Perfect. Let me get your information, right? And it seems so easy in that sense, but if you can offer value to them, that is the way you're going to move that relationship forward, right? Because what other people are looking for is to solve their problems and to tell you about their problems, right? Okay, this one makes me excited. This one is something that I think is really important and probably not something that you would expect on this list. When you are going to these events, please be genuine. Please be authentically you. You're a little quirky, let me speak for myself. I'm a little quirky. I'm a little awkward socially, and I can roll with that. But I feel when I am truly authentic and just being myself, that comes across in such a genuine way that I think people like that, right? Like, I don't know all the right answers. I don't say everything perfect. I'm kind of dorky. Cool. Like, I think that makes other people feel relaxed too. So being yourself and being your true authentic self. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, not being professional, of course, right? Be careful with the things that you say, because you do want to make sure that you're not offensive. But, you know, if you're the guy that loves to be the life of the party and that's just you, awesome. Let it shine. That's great. If you're the person who is quiet and likes to talk to people kind of off to the side versus in a big group, awesome. Do you. That will translate into better relationships. Be okay with not being everybody's cup of tea. It is okay that not everybody resonates with you, your style, your personality, your vibe. That is perfectly okay. There are so many people that you are going to attract, and those people that you attract into your world because of the way you present yourself, like that frequency that you have, that will provide stronger relationships and stronger partnerships, working relationships moving forward than just making sure everyone's on your boat. It's okay to repel people. And I know that sounds harsh. And for me, who's a people pleaser, I'm a recovering people pleaser. That hurts my heart a little bit, right? But I know I can't serve everyone, but I can serve the people that I can serve, and I can serve them well. Those people that find my style, my vibe, I think is the best way, that frequency that finds that attractive. Those are the people I'm going to mesh with. Those are the people I'm going to do business with, because we get it. We feel like in harmony. And that's really what we're looking for. So when it comes to networking and meeting others, be yourself, and you'll naturally have those that gravitate towards you and others that move away, and that's okay. And be okay with that, and be so excited. Be so excited for those people that you're attracting, because your vibe attracts your tribe. So the next one is being cautious about your body language. Now, when we talked about a little bit earlier, if you're sitting with your arms crossed, laid back in your chair, avoiding eye contact, you look like you would rather be anywhere else, but right there in the middle of that conversation, no one is going to want to talk to you, and it's going to make it feel awkward. But when you're that listening posture, right? Leaning forward, eyes making eye contact, nodding along, those kind of things that shows that you're actively listening. The other thing that also shows that you're actively listening is those follow-up questions. Oh, go back a second. You said a little bit about this property. I was really curious about that. Tell me how that worked out for you. It shows that you're engaged, that you're actively listening, and that you care about what's going on in their world. But as far as posture goes, make sure you're presenting yourself in a confident manner, you know, stand up straight, all those good things. Okay. I'm a hand talker, so I use my hands a lot when I'm talking. That might be something that you're comfortable with. If so, awesome. Go for it. Okay. The last thing, and these are kind of post-event networking skills that you're going to want to make sure you follow through with. So strategic follow-up. Maybe you did talk to a gazillion people. Maybe you got blink cards from 100 people, you know, and you have certain people that you want to follow up with. Each day or after each session of networking, if you can make some notes to yourself, these are the people that I want to connect with after the event, and find them on social media, send them a little message, request friends, whatever that looks like, so that you are in contact with them and continuing that relationship on. Those are the things that you would like to make sure you're doing. And you want to make sure that post-event that you are following up with those people that you felt were strategic networking contacts for your business and the purpose that you have in your business. And when you are making those contacts and following up, the way you can be strategic about that is to think about the conversation that you had with that person, something maybe funny they said, an important thing that they were looking for in their business, a story they told. Relate that back into your message to that person. Hey, John, it was so great connecting with you. I loved hearing about that fix and flip that you had in Florida. I know it was a little crazy, but I'm so glad you got it to the finish line. Anyway, I wanted to check in and follow up with our conversation and see how we can move forward, right? So you're bringing them back to that event where you guys were enjoying that conversation. It shows that you listened, that you were engaged, and that you remembered what they said, right? Isn't that something that makes you feel good, right? When someone actually listened to you, it's a good thing. So maybe at the end of the day, you take notes of the people that you talked with, the stories, something. It doesn't have to be the whole conversation, right? It just needs to be some quick little things that's going to help you remember that conversation and show that you were listening and paying attention when you were talking with them. And that's kind of all the things that I would say for the event itself that you're going to want to do. So let's go over those again. So you're going to set clear goals, know what purpose your networking is needing to serve for you, set clear goals, and set a goal, not a goal, but set an expectation of what success means for that event. Is it connecting with 20 people? Is it finding 5 people to come on my podcast? Whatever that looks like, whatever success looks like for you, set those goals and write them down. Do your research. If there's certain people that you know are going to be there that you want to connect with while you're there, make sure you know a little bit of background about them so that you can have an intelligent conversation with them. Be approachable, right? So be open, be curious. So being curious is kind of the next one, but being approachable so that you look like someone people want to talk with. That's a great thing. Be curious, ask questions, ask follow-up questions, show that you are actively listening. Focus on quality conversations and not just quantity. Offer value. Make sure you're finding a way to show that you can provide value for them. Instead of asking, hey, can you do this for me? Ask how you can provide value or show how you can provide value to them so that you are useful and it will be reciprocated. Be genuine, be authentic, be mindful of your body language, and then make sure you have strategic follow-up. And the very last one, and this can be after you get home, once you decompress, for some of us, I don't know if you're like this, I am introverted and extroverted. I'm like this weird mix. I can be very extroverted, especially in those events, but I really need my downtime and I need my quality alone time. When you're in that time and you're reflecting, think about what went well. What conversations did you have that were good, that were important, that helped move the needle in your business or others' business? What didn't go so well? Do you need to change the way you explain what you do and what you're looking for and what value you can provide? If there's things that, you know, just didn't quite go the way you hoped, because when you know what went well, what didn't, then you know what to work on, right? You know, okay, these things went really well. How can I make them a little bit better for the next go round? And what didn't go well? How can I revamp that and iterate so that the next event that I'm going to, I am networking that much more efficiently and effectively. All right, everyone, those are the strategic networking tips for the day. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, for being consistent. Please, please, please like and subscribe. and share this with other investors that you feel like this can bring value to. I really appreciate that. Sharing goes a long way. Would love to hear your comments. So comment below as well. And we will see you next time. Have a great one.